Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Andy Abramowitz was born in Owings Mills and lived most of his growing up years here in Baltimore, went away to college, but had the good sense to come back to the University of Maryland for law school. Along the way, he played in some bands and listened to a lot of music, experiences indispensable for Abramowitz's debut novel out this month. Thank You, Good Night is the story of a one-hit wonder band reuniting a decade after they broke up. Their rivalries, regrets, and motivations pull us along with them into a very funny examination of what's important in life. Andy Abramowitz joins us on the line from his home in Philadelphia. Welcome to Maryland Morning.
Thank you, Sheila. Great to be here.
Another way of describing your first novel might be every mid-career Philadelphia lawyer's fantasy of telling his firm to take this job and shove it, I'm going to be a rock star.
Those are your words, not mine.
Is that what's going on?
No, not at all. Not at all. I work for a great law firm. Good people, great lawyers. This is in no respect a take this job and shove it. This is just a creative outlet at best that happened to go a little bit further than anybody planned. But no, this is not some sort of exit strategy. Not at all.
But that is sort of what your lead character, Teddy Tremble, does. He's the almost 40 lawyer who used to front for a band. The band he put together and named after himself, Tremble. What's Teddy Tremble up to when we meet him?
Teddy Tremble is one of the major differences between Teddy Tremble and myself is that Teddy Tremble is a one-hit wonder. He's a one-hit wonder from his 90s band, Tremble. I'm a no-hit wonder, so there's nothing that I'm trying to return to. But he is. He is simply... being a lawyer, a little bit bitter about it, that the band never went as far as he wanted it to. And he finds out from one of his former bandmates that he hasn't spoken to in 10 years that there is an art exhibit hanging in the Tate Modern in London. And that's all the information he gets about it, but he is very curious because it somehow implicates his legacy. So he goes over to London and he checks it out, and it's kind of a mockery of him. It's a terrible photograph of him. He's eating nachos and he's a mess. He's a slob. He looks like a loser. At least he thinks he does. So that starts, it puts him sort of face to face with what he perceives to be his legacy. And he doesn't like it one bit.
And as soon as he realizes that, he goes off to Switzerland, of all places, to confront the photographer who made that photo and stumbles onto this sort of rabid group pocket of fans
right.
who remember every song that Tremble ever recorded and have all these questions and they're incredibly committed to this band that he has hardly thought much about for 10 years.
Right.
Why is that so important?
Well, by the time we catch up with Teddy Tremble, he's a little bit bitter, but he's kind of put all of this to bed and he's kind of moved on. But seeing that there's this lunatic fringe on the other side of the world that is still, for lack of a better term, grooving to his music, and sort of demanding that he give them an impromptu concert, it kind of reawakens all these old feelings in him. And he comes back from that trip somewhat energized to write again. He hadn't done that since the band broke up. And it awakens all these old feelings that he had thought were long dead and buried.
And then we meet Teddy's bandmates as he visits them one by one to persuade them to record another album and to tour with it. So many idiosyncrasies, we can't talk about all of them. But where did these characters come from?
They are purely works of fiction. I did play in bands. I never had anybody like the guitar player that's described, this jumbo jet character, the buffoon. They were all, you know, I always played with great musicians and good friends. These folks were really just, I had to put the crazy guy in there because I think whenever you're writing about or reading about musicians, you have this latitude. We feel like we can tolerate sort of more off-the-wall personality traits in musicians. So I needed to have the crazy guy. I needed to have, you know, the other two who had sort of gone on and changed their lives and made something of their lives and had moved on and who were not ready to be talked back into the game.
That's lawyer and writer Andy Abramowitz here on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about his debut novel, Thank You, Good Night. He'll be speaking about it Wednesday evening at the Ivy Bookshop. Teddy's girlfriend, Sarah Rome, is such an enigma through most of the novel, so melancholy. I'm not quite sure what holds them together. Is she in the story because Teddy needs her, or did you need her in some way in this story?
I think Teddy needs her. I think that Teddy is, he's a bit of a jerk. He's kind of self-interested, and everything is sort of about him. And he has this woman in his life who has a sort of a much darker past than he certainly does. And even though they've been living together for 10 years, he really hasn't seen it. He hasn't paid a whole lot of attention to it. So she needs some things to happen in her life that force him to appreciate her, that force him to at least decide whether or not she's the one. And that kind of helps him along to sort of get to where he needs to be and either make peace with his past and his present or not.
At least four times in this book, usually when things aren't going well or he's just bored, Teddy tells himself, quote, "One day I'll die, and this will be one of the things I did with my time." First time is a Dublin bar with a blowhard who can't even remember his kids' birthdays. Seems to tell us a lot about Teddy's worry that he's wasting his life. How did that phrase come to you, or was it yours already?
I think the first time I wrote it was in that scene in Dublin, and I've sort of meant it, I guess I intended it to be kind of funny how he's laughing at this fool for not remembering the ages of his kids. And this is sort of a moment in his life that just like any other moment. But I kept coming back to it because, I don't know, it just sort of struck me as a way that, you know, I feel like we never appreciate significant moments in our lives while they're happening. And this is just sort of one way to put everything in context, that this is a moment. It doesn't need to be anything momentous, but it's a moment just like anything else. And at the end, this will be something that I did with my time, and it will be as important as anything else I did with my time.
You are getting great reviews for this first novel. Is there a second one on the way?
There is a second one on the way. It's a little ways out, but I'm hard at work on it.
Good luck.
Thanks so much.
Andy Abramowitz is a Philadelphia lawyer who got his law degree in his hometown, Baltimore. His new first novel is Thank You, Good Night. He'll be speaking about it Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Ivy Bookshop on Falls Road. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning is an original production of
Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in history, 1937, the planned community of Greenbelt in Prince George's County was chartered as part of President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. We'll be back Wednesday. Please join us.